Welcome to step three of the five-step challenge trading beliefs process as we continue your journey through your belief fortress. I'm Les Meehan, founder of the RightMindTrader.com Academy, and in this training video, I want to teach you how to understand your relationship with money and discover and challenge any beliefs you have about money that don't support your trading. Let's begin with an overview of what I mean by your relationship with money, and then later we will visit the money room in your belief fortress to find what is written on the walls there. Every young child is introduced to money at an early age, and it is here your money relationship begins. How this introduction to money is made and then developed can shape the rest of your life. During your tender years, the messages you receive from your parents around money are very important to your future relationship with money. For example, as a child, when you asked for something like a new toy, and perhaps heard your parents say, "Stop asking for things, you know we don't have enough money to buy that," it can create in you the belief that money is in short supply or even scarce. Of course, when you are very young, you probably had no concept of where money came from, but you may have been made to think there was never enough of it. Another common belief that can affect your money relationship is that money is difficult to obtain. Imagine how hearing things like, "Mummy and Daddy have to work hard for that money so it can't be wasted on silly toys every time you want something." How does that impact on a young child? The "you have to work hard for your money" is an all too common belief that can make money that appears to be easily earned seem a bad thing. Even common expressions like "it's a steal," which is often used to refer to something of value that has been easily gained, like trading profit, reinforce the negative message that money is a bad thing. Let's now find out what your own relationship with money is like. Dig into your childhood and then later adulthood to find the answers to the following three questions, and use the relevant section in your worksheets for recording your answers. Question 1. What negative things have you seen, heard, or decided about money? Question 2 is, what negative ways has money appeared in your life? Think now about any negative experiences you have had yourself where money was the main component. These personal experiences will have left their mark on your money relationship at a deep internal level. Question 3 is, what negative ways has money affected those you care about? The answers to this question will highlight any external influences that have contributed to your relationship with money. Has anyone you know been negatively financially burdened in some way or other, and if so, how? Really think hard about these three questions and dig deeper and deeper to find all of the influences that have created your current money relationship. Please make sure you write your answers on your worksheets so you can review them as needed. Now you are connected with the things that have created your current money relationship, try this first exercise. Exercise 1. My internal picture. We store and recall things as mental images. So let's now discover the internal image you have for your money relationship. Review and think now about your answers to the three questions and ask, what does my money relationship look like? If this were a person, what would the person look like? What image do you see in your mind? How is the person dressed, standing? Their face, hair? How do they sound when they speak, and so on? Make this image as detailed as possible based on your responses to the three questions. This image will be your internal representation of your money relationship. Now, if this image isn't a pleasant one, for example, nice to look at and also makes you feel good, then you may have a poor relationship with money that will impact on your efforts to succeed at your trading and reduce the likelihood of reaching the level of profits you want. This image represents all your experiences and beliefs about money, and if it is not a pleasant and inspiring image, it needs to be changed. We can change it by changing the underlying beliefs that created it, and then deciding on a new mental image that you would prefer that will represent money to you in the future. Okay, now you have a good understanding of your current money relationship and its associated mental image. Let's now discover from this analysis the underlying beliefs you have about money. Okay, now for exercise two. Ask yourself, what do I believe about money? On a sheet of paper, write a list of all the responses that this question brings to mind. You may be surprised at what floats into your mind, but don't judge or criticize. Simply be open and honest and note down whatever beliefs pop into your mind. Start each item of the list with the words, I believe. When you have the list of every belief you can think of, positive and negative, write them in two lists in the appropriate space on your worksheets. Now for the third exercise in this money beliefs discovery process. To relate these beliefs to your trading, choose one of the lists of beliefs and, in conjunction with everything you now know about your trading behaviours, read each belief aloud and ask yourself the question, how does this specific belief manifest in my trading? Mentally run through a typical trading session. Your latest should be fairly fresh. And really try hard to find where each belief had some impact on your behaviours. Look for both positive and negative impact. Pay particular attention where there has been a negative impact and mark on your list the underlying belief you need to change. Repeat this for each of your money beliefs. When you have completed the various challenge questions and exercises in this video, you should have a thorough understanding of your current money relationship, money beliefs, and where and how these impact on your trading. I want to say you are doing an amazing job, both with your willingness to do what it takes to move your trading to the next level, and with yourself for being honest and open in digging into the deeper recesses of your mind. That takes great courage, and in the next video we will continue this negative belief hunt by challenging your beliefs about actual trading. See you again soon, because you deserve your success.